Hey, this is Joe Flacco of the Baltimore Ravens, and you're listening to Haney and Zinno on 105.7 The Fan.
Ken Wyman in for Bob Haney on this Wednesday afternoon. Take you up until 3 o'clock, and then Scott and Jeremy take you through. We got a special in-studio guest.
Don't
we?
Oh, the best in-studio guest. And the best looking in studio guest right next
to
him. That'd
be Greg Mann. Yeah. Jimmy Patsos is appreciative of Connor playing me Pearl Jam again.
There you go.
Hey Zinno.
Yes.
We switched leagues to the Patriots. We switched leagues.
Yes, that's
faster.
What I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, I want to say we've switched leagues faster than it's taken them to fix Falls Road. What's going on?
Well, ask the people in the city.
I mean, Falls Road. It's been delayed for a year. Every time I come here for a year.
Try getting home every day from work. What do I deal with?
Right?
Come
but
on,
anyways,
pal.
That's my little complaint. I want to give a shovel. I want to give a shovel to those guys fixing Falls Road.
Well, hit them in the back of the head with a shovel. Tell them to start working. But you move over to the Patriot League, and obviously this is a school-wide move. Saved the two lacrosse programs who were in different echelons. But you as a basketball coach, from strictly basketball standpoint, you happy with the move?
I am. I mean, the MAC, I'm going to miss everybody at the MAC. The MAC is a great mid-major basketball league. It's the ultimate mid-major basketball league. As you and I have talked about, Zinno, there's a new, the VCUs, they aren't mid-majors anymore. They have millions of dollars of budgets. The MAC's probably one of the great mid-major leagues, and I'm going to miss Rich Enns and all my friends. There's a lot of great coaches. That being said, the Patriot League was only a couple notches behind it, and I think with us and Boston University, Boston University joined this spring. A national university, a great college town, a great sports tradition. When BU joined and then we joined, I think now we become one of the great mid-major leagues. It's a global world, and I think that the Patriot League says a lot to the country and, you know, around the world. People know Ivy League is the best academic league. What's the second best? The Patriot League. So when you have that opportunity to join that, you have to, basketball-wise. They have a guy, Greg Manning's with me. You looked it up today. I know the guy from Bucknell's the second round, Joyce. Who's the first round pick?
Yeah, the kid TJ McCollum from Lehigh. You know, he's projected close to being a lottery pick. I think 15 I saw him at, so you know, if he breaks that top 14. But they got two kids that possibly can go in the draft next year. So there's some good players in the league.
And that Lehigh team was the one that just upended Duke in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Jeff Jones, so. My friend, you were there, Zinno, doing the games when we played American.
Yep.
They're good. Colgate's had a Donald Foyle before. Like I said, Bucknell's really good. So It's a really good league. I think that Boston down to D.C. is a good logistic fit for us, so we go with it.
Yeah, you're not the southernmost school in the conference anymore, so I'm sure that makes
you
happy.
Now what am I going to complain
about? I know. You can still yell at the officials. But
I'll call Gary Williams. He'll give me a few things to complain about.
Now you get a chance to go play at the Naval Academy and West Point. I'm sure you're going to take your guys out on tours. And
excited about West
about
Point.
That.
I want to stay at that. They got the nice, they have a hotel on campus at West Point, and this colonel gives you a tour and everything, so you know me, I'm all excited.
Well, I'll have a talk with Eric Ethley and show you how to lock his heels up when he gets out of line.
Zinno, you're coming with us to Navy. You're giving the Naval tour.
Does it change recruiting in any way, moving conferences?
That's a good question, Ken. I would say, you know, we get three guys a year. Two of the three will be the same. Now, can we take the same at-risk kid? I don't know. Transfers are the same. If anybody's out there unhappy and wants to transfer, we can still take transfers. And I mean, Greg's done a lot of research on this. I still think we can get a lot of, like, Baltimore kids. A kid may have to take the SAT twice to improve his score, right, Greg?
Yeah, you know, some of these kids, they take the SAT one time, and it's good enough to get them in, so they say, I don't want to take it anymore. So now, you know,
he means qualified.
Right. So you take it now a couple of times, but, you know, I don't think it'll hurt us at all. There's a certain index you got to follow with the Patriot League that, you know, they're going to let us know more about in the future, but I think we'll be fine getting the kids that we have.
What about the guys that are returning? I mentioned Eric Ethley, Jordan Latham, Dylan Cormier. I mean, that's kind of the three core guys that you're looking at going into next
Olson.
Year. And Robbie Olson, who will be a senior. What a fantastic year he had last year. What a great young man. So how are those guys coming together?
I think they're doing really, I mean, I really please. Eric Ethley had an internship for the Ravens. And
I saw him out there.
Eric Ethley graduated. He's going to grad school. See, that's what I mean. This is where we fit into the Patriot League. Colleen Campbell's done a great job, our academic person, of graduating students. They looked at men's basketball and said, you graduate all your guys, that helps us get into the Patriot League. Eric Ethley graduated, worked for the Ravens. Anthony Winbush graduated, he's in grad school. Bobby Olson went overseas on a trip that was business. It went to Heineken and Van Munching and BMW in Germany. Greg can talk about Jordan Latham and R.J. Williams because he just took them overseas along with Padgett, right?
Yeah, we went on a 10-day trip to Belgium. Germany, and we went to the Netherlands as well. So it was a 11-man all-star team, and those guys came with me. And it was a good experience. You played five games in 9 days. We were fortunate enough to win all five. But
good coaching, Greg.
I try. I'm learning from you, Jimmy.
Well, I was gonna ask you about
that. Padgett was the leading scorer.
Yeah,
wasn't
Padgett did great
really?
For us from Maryland. Yes, yeah, so we had Padgett with us. He was great.
Now you're going into your fourth year now.
Fifth
year as an assistant. What's kind of for you? I mean, obviously you're still a Greyhound, but I mean, where do you go next as an assistant coach?
Nowhere.
But put me on the spot, Zeno, with him here.
No, it's one of those questions you ask because I mean, we see how college coaches switch like all
Gary.
The time.
I would be like Gary. They're going to call up and say, "Is Jimmy ready for the job?" And he'd go, "No, he's not ready yet."
Well, but I mean, with successful programs, Jimmy, you're a product of being poached from a successful program, and I get maybe "poach" is the wrong word, but a lot of their own assistants.
When he's ready to go, I'll help.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, is it something that you start putting your sights on yet?
I mean, I'm happy where I'm at. It's a great place. You know, I played at Loyola. I'm fortunate enough to be there now and coach with Jimmy. So
still remember that shot at Siena.
I know, right?
It's great.
But he gave me a shot, so I love it here. It's a great situation. Like you said, it's been a good league, and we're going into another good league. So and I love Baltimore. You know, I'm from this area, so I love it here. And you know, it's a good place.
Funny, Zeno. You know, called today. You know, the Andy Katz called. A lot of people called. Seth Greenberg called. He's got a 4-year deal with ESPN.
Right.
Mm-hmm. First thing he said is, "It doesn't matter. You'll be fine because you're in a place where there's a lot of players." You know, he said, "Remember that." Like. And he goes, he was driving everywhere from Virginia Tech. He said, when we were at Long Beach, it didn't matter what league we were in at Long Beach because we had a lot of players. South Florida was a little harder.
Right.
Virginia Tech was, he had to work really hard.
In the middle of nowhere.
By the way, they were going to miss him. He had a lot of wins. But regardless of all that, Seth Greenberg called and said, "Hey, you guys are going to be great no matter what because you have players at your access." Okay, a couple guys we might not get in school, but it opens the door for a couple new guys that will want to come to us. But as long as we can always get Baltimore and D.C. kids, which I think we can, that's all that really matters.
Coach, if I want to take you back. You were talking about transfers earlier. What happened? Michael Parker.
It's a good question.
Yeah, he was going to transfer from Maryland to Loyola.
We liked Michael. We were really wanted them to come. I think Turgeon really liked Michael. I just think the Michael Parker, and I don't speak for anyone in Maryland. I mean, I know what's going on there because of the business, and Turgeon's doing a great job, and all us Maryland people are behind him. They're heading in the right direction. Bino Ransom's one of our best friends in Baltimore. I think Parker and Stoglin were just on their own terms, and when we told Michael Parker that he could come to school here, you know, they wanted to leave, and that's okay. But obviously there was something wrong, because when we got his grades and stuff without disclosing, he was ineligible for an NCAA scholarship. He went NAIA, right, Greg?
Yeah, he couldn't, he just couldn't make it here.
But he couldn't go to any school in the NCAA, so obviously there were some issues, but... That being said, I wish Parker came he's a good talent, a nice kid, but I want to say we're all behind the Terps and they're doing great. Their recruiting's great. I've been out there seeing them working hard, and I think they're really on the upswing.
How good do you think they'll be this year? They got a big-time recruiting class coming.
I think they make the NCAA this year, and next year they could be back to the Final Four level. They're just going to be young. I wish the Stoglin didn't leave because he's a good guard, even though I know that he's probably not the... I'm just going to go out on a limb and say he's probably not the easiest guy to coach.
Seems like Turgeon's not...
Because they had such good... They have great bigs coming in. Padgett was just played great for Greg, but I think Cassell's kid can really play. You know, Howard, I wish that he was healthy, but...
Nick Faust, too. Nick Faust
played the point on another team this year because Greg knows. So I really like the Terps. I think they're going to get better. Turgeon can really coach, and then... Hopefully next year we'll play him in the Baltimore Arena, Zeno.
There you go. We're talking with Jimmy Patsos, head coach of the Greyhounds, and assistant head coach Greg Manning. 105.7 The Fan, Haney and Zeno, Ken Weinman filling in. I kind of want to switch gears, but a topic that you know about. We've been talking this all this week about kind of the lack of attendance at Camden Yards and teams doing well. You know, you had to resurrect a Greyhound program from 1-27, and I was there with you when the arena was empty. When
we're grateful to have you, Zeno. Voice boomed, which was good.
when it was hard to get fans to come to games. Greg, the beginning of your career, it was hard to get fans to come to Reitz Arena. And now, you know, last year we're looking at games that are selling out and they're on TV and you pack the place. I understand it's a product of winning, but you certainly had your hand in getting people to come out and see a game. And people want to complain about driving to Camden Yards. You couldn't get people to walk 200 yards from their dorm room to Reitz Arena.
No, but we weren't winning and we weren't playing exciting ball. I think Buck Showalter, manager of the decade so far. I was there on Monday when Ken went there, and even though I just had lunch with Chuck Allen, who works here, who said, "I bet you got free tickets." No, I walked up and bought a ticket for $10.
Did you pay your $2 upcharge?
I didn't even know there was an upcharge.
Oh my
God, I was too excited. I was 100 yards from the center field bar. That's all I knew. I was pretty excited. My adrenaline was going.
You know, it's about priorities, Jimmy.
Hey, that's center field lounge.
It's the best thing about the yard.
And I saw Buck pick up the phone on the TV, and I walked down and watched the relievers do their saw. You know, I'm Gary Williams has taught me. You watch every sport and learn from it. Watched Buck pick up the phone on the TV in the center field, you know, refreshment area. Went down to the bullpen, watched him warm up, watched Kane walk two guys in for the White Sox. He's done a massive... To answer your questions, you know, they will come. They didn't buy season tickets this year because they're not good. I think what, you know, you and you were there, as I know, and a big part of us being on the radio and Greg winning and getting Baltimore kids, it takes a little while. Buck Showalter's done an amazing job. That was a tough Monday and Tuesday. I think next week people start coming.
Yep.
But I want to tell you, Ken, I disagree with you and I disagree with Zeno that I do think people care about the Orioles. I think they're at home watching on TV.
I think everybody.
I live in Mount Vernon. There's a buzz on the street.
Yeah.
Now, they're not going every day, but there's a buzz on the street about the Orioles, and that's where it starts.
Well, we talked earlier in the show about that, you know, going to bars and establishments and years past where the Orioles are background noise.
I live in a 25-story building. Everyone in the old to young, what about that Orioles win last night watching on TV? How does that translate to fans in the seats? I don't know enough about. I'm not qualified professionally sports to tell you the answer.
Well, I mean, and we talked about this, that off the record, the players, they do care that no one's there. When you were a player, did it bother you that you were playing in front of
empty? You want to play in front of the most people possible.
I mean, so
there's electricity there when the crowd's full.
There isn't. You talk about a home field advantage, in your case, a home court advantage, and obviously you want that. But I think, as you said, it all returns with winning.
It does. And the good news about Buck is that he's not a guy that's going to say, hey, we're not going to. You know, he's such a machine how he operates. Hey, whether we're playing in front of Yankee Stadium 47,000 or in front of 10,000, we're going to play the same. He's done a great job of getting his guys to be consistent. Those two young guys can't hit home runs. I do see the increase in attendance coming, though, and I'm hopeful for it. And the next year, I think more people buy season tickets.
Jerry Patsos, head coach of the Loyola Greyhounds, in studio along with Greg Manning, the assistant head coach, Haney, and Zeno on the Fan. Ken Wyman sitting in for Bob Haney. And again, reason for Jimmy's visit is Loyola has moved to the Patriot League in 2013. Jose texted us on the North Fort text on 843-326. He wants to know if you knew they were changing conferences before you signed your extension.
No, but it would have been irrelevant anyways. Because remember, I'm a guy that likes academics. I'm a right. D3 guy. I'm lucky. Hey, I almost broke the guy's hand grabbing the pen out of it to sign the 5-year extension. So. But and I want to talk about lacrosse real quick.
Sure.
Like Charlie Toomey's done an amazing job.
What a great job.
And he's going to continue. Colgate and Lehigh were both in the NCAA tournament. I don't think it affects us in lacrosse. I can't answer for soccer. I don't know enough about that. Men's and women's basketball, men's and women's lacrosse, I think it's as good as anything. And lacrosse has the ability. Connor's in there. He played at Brown, and he'll tell you. They play 5 or 6 games against anybody they want. So Charlie will still play the Patriot League. Now, I hope he still plays, you know, Maryland and Duke or John Hopkins and Syracuse or wherever he plays. And then that's how you get national lacrosse, and we're there. So that's good. But, yeah, would I have signed it? I like Loyola. I like Baltimore. Me and Greg like having to drive 7 miles to recruit. That's round trip.
We walk sometimes.
I walk to St. Francis all the time.
Did you? Greg. Have you talked to Beano Ransom lately?
I do, but Greg talks way more.
You talk to him?
Yeah, I stay in touch with him probably once a week. He's doing good. He's excited. You know, he's excited about their freshman.
He missed any meals at Wyman Park last time.
He's excited to get it going, though. He thinks they got a good recruiting class coming in, and the kids they got coming back. So hopefully they can have a good year this year.
What about you guys this year? What's the expectations for Loyola this year?
I think they'll pick Manhattan to win the league. Us second, Niagara third. Iona has a bunch of transfers. Fairfield has a good backcourt. Canisius had two guys sitting out, and Jim Barron's son's playing. Maris we split with. Ryder as a new coach. St. Peter's was the defending champs. To go down the line, I think the MAC, as usual, would be a really good mid-major conference. It's up for grabs. We have a tough out-of-conference. We go to Memphis. We go to Rhode Island. We go to Washington. We're playing Towson. Pat Scarry's done a great job. They're rebuilding there. UMBC's rebuilding. We play Fang Mitchell. We play the Mount. But going to Memphis is special. Going to play the University of Washington. I get to give my Jimi Hendrix tour.
Seattle's great, yeah.
I want to. And then we play at 5, and the Seahawks play at 1, so I'm debating whether I could get it. No, I'm only But we're excited about the season. Eric Ethley's working hard. And, you know, it starts with your backcourt. At the mid-major level, it starts with your backcourt. And Dylan Cormier and R.J. Williams are our heart and soul, 2 Baltimore kids. And no matter what league we're in, we intend to keep Baltimore kids as the heart and soul of our program.
A final question for you. How's married life treating you? Is it almost a year now?
It's great. It's Zeno, you're very good. Happy anniversary to my wife, Michelle. She made it a year.
Look at that. See?
You're very
she survived.
Good.
Well, Michelle, you have done a fantastic job at bringing out the softer, kindler Jimmy Patsos.
Zeno, I've made it 8 years, so I'm going on 9.
Yeah, I mean, 9 years.
Michelle's got a little catching up to do.
Just working with Jimmy, yeah.
Scott and Jeremy are coming up next. Happy birthday, Scott Garceau.
Thanks for having us.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.